Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 39. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 28.
Mid-America Network News. After the severe weather in Garden City on Sunday, the National Weather Service has confirmed there was a tornado and rated it an EF1 with winds of 90 miles per hour. Garden City Police said around 3:30 Sunday afternoon, severe weather and high winds began moving across the area. The police department started receiving reports of damage, power outages, and funnel sightings, subsequently activating tornado sirens across Garden City. No injuries were reported. The Southwest region then enjoyed snow yesterday. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas have tested positive for the bird flu, U.S. officials said yesterday. The commercial milk supply is safe and risk to people is low, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Experts say that livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia. A dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
If you want Easter candy, now is the time to buy it. The price of cocoa right now is at an all-time high. For decades, it has run between $2,000 and $2,500 a ton. Cocoa prices just hit $10,000 per metric ton for the first time ever. That makes it more expensive than copper. Difficult weather conditions and disease have impacted production in West Africa, which produces about 70% of the world's cocoa. A fatal crash over the weekend in Salina that involved a car bursting into flames remains under investigation. Police Captain Jim Feldman told KSAL News that officials were unable to identify the driver of a car that crashed into a bridge pillar and caught fire around 11 p.m. on Sunday. Police believe the vehicle may be a Toyota passenger car. No other vehicles were involved. An autopsy has been ordered to identify the body. I'm Stephanie Austin.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Billy Johnson. The Nebraska legislature is preparing for a $4.45 million payout for a Kearney man after he was profoundly injured in a Grand Island pursuit. The money will go to Miles and Chrissy Margaretts and their attorneys after the amount has been added in an amendment to LB 1188 as that bill has passed out of the Business and Labor Committee. Miles Margaretts of Kearney filed a lawsuit against the state of Nebraska in 2020 after he was hit by a suspect fleeing Nebraska State Patrol back in late December of 2017. The lawsuit claims that Jose Ortiz had stolen a vehicle and was heading north on Highway 281 in Grand Island, leading to authorities trying to stop him, but he fled at a high rate of speed while ignoring traffic signs and signals along with other drivers. Ortiz and left Margaretts with serious and permanent injuries requiring extensive hospitalization and multiple surgeries and treatment. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran was in Marysville Monday afternoon to announce federal grants toward local law enforcement, including well over $1 million toward education and training facilities for a new Marshall County jail and other funding requests for additional equipment for Marysville Police.
Today I'm here to announce two grants. I don't know of any other county and city in Kansas that got these dollars in the same county. So a grant to the City of Marysville Police Department and a grant to the Marshall County Sheriff's Department. But the largest one, which is to be used to assist in facilities here in Marshall County for prison and jail facilities, is for $1,383,000. What I also would say is that I hope that in addition to the benefits that you get with resources going to law enforcement, it also is helpful to you in the pocketbook. As this money was designated in the appropriation bill that just passed, now 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, there's still a little paperwork involved, but the good news is that the grant is already pre-approved, and when the paperwork is filed, the money should be available.
Moran commented on border security issues and ongoing threats, including criminals and drug activity that may be crossing the U.S. border.
I also want to say that as we try to deal with all the challenges we face in communities across Kansas and that law enforcement face every day, the topic of what takes place at our borders is still hugely important to me and to many of my colleagues in Washington, D.C. Fentanyl and other drugs, precursors, and the traffic that Kansas seems to be in the pathway. We have tremendous challenges in our state and nation because of drugs. And a part of that, a significant part of it, is the failure for us to find ways to strengthen the border security, keep people out who shouldn't be coming here, and have an immigration system that allows people to come here legally.
Additional comments from Jerry Moran, as well as local law enforcement on hand at the presentation Monday, will be part of our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Marshall County Agents on Aging presented a proposal for a new generator for the Helvering Center at $65,000 at last week's meeting. Board gave verbal approval to move forward. Later in the meeting, commissioners voted to declare a generator used at the temporary health department location as surplus. Washington County Commissioners heard from the county appraiser that median property values will rise an average 25% this year. The office has heard concerns from citizens who are encouraged to provide documentation if they feel values are not accurate. Kansas State Board of Education held a public hearing Friday afternoon in Bern to receive input regarding USD 115 Nemaha Central's petition to transfer territory from USD 113 Prairie Hills in a dispute as to students being sent to Nemaha Central from the former Bern School, which was closed in 2012. A closure of the Wetmore School, also which was in USD 113, set off several land transfer requests from adjacent districts, including USD 380 and USD 335, which have been settled. Some 81 square miles remain in contention that Nemaha Central is hoping to transfer. Written testimony in the matter may also be submitted to the State Board of Education before April 15th. A recommendation is expected to include a public hearing at the May meeting with a final vote at the June meeting. Kansas Department of Transportation bridge replacement project underway on K-9 in Nemaha County on Spring Creek, 2 miles west of Wetmore at the intersection of V Road. During construction, K-9 will be closed in that project area with detours provided. Work will take place through mid-August. Axtell community will celebrate opening the Axtell Clinic, a partnership with Community Memorial Healthcare of Marysville, located inside the Axtell Fitness Center. Community members had reached out for such services as the center was being built. The facility opened in January. A separate entrance, south end of the building, opens to two patient exam rooms, a waiting area, reception, and office space. Primary care providers staff the facility. Physical therapy services can also be scheduled locally. An open house is planned Wednesday with tours and a complimentary lunch serving 11:30 until 1 at the Community Physicians Clinic in Axtell. Stanley Mueller, age 69, in Frankfort, passed away March 19. Funeral service Wednesday, March 27, 10:30 at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Mueller. Victoria F. Torrey Johnson, age 33, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7 at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Torrey Johnson. James E. Jim Picolette, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private service will be held with the Patton Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Picolette. Cindy K. Rose, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Private celebration of life service will be held by family at a later date, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Cindy Rose.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some snow showers throughout the region early on today, then staying partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout the region. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and warmer into Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny and even warmer into Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and mid-70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Still mostly sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late March 60, record high on this date 90. The average low 35 and the record low was 5. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset this evening at 7:45.
One of this month's most important weather words is albedo. We tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 26th, the 86th day of the year. Country singer Kenny Chesney turns 56, and R&B legend Diana Ross has a birthday as well. Dr. Jonas Salk announced a vaccine for polio on this day in 1953. You may have never heard your local weather forecaster use the word albedo, but it can make a drastic difference in your local weather. Albedo refers to exactly how much radiation is reflected by a surface. Snow-covered ground has a high albedo, reflecting much of the sun's energy back into space. It means a snow-covered region can be as much as 10 degrees cooler than an area that has lost its snow cover. So if springtime isn't arriving as quickly as you'd like, blame it on the albedo. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local outlook at almanac.com.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, K-State and KU memorabilia, or decor for your home or garden. Entertain the kids with toys for all ages, and through Easter, all plush toys are 25% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Hop into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Division I men's basketball tournament, or known as March Madness, continues on going into the Sweet 16 on Thursday this week, with many of the Big 12 teams still hanging on within the tournament. Right now, some of the front runners include the number one Houston Cougars as they work their way through Longwood through round number one, and Texas A&M in round number two. They're now set to play against Duke in the Sweet 16 as they wrapped up their season number one in the Big 12 Conference. Right behind them are the number two Iowa State Cyclones as they've worked their way up to the Sweet 16 as well, taking on number three Illinois after beating South Dakota State and Washington State. The number four Kansas Jayhawks fell to Gonzaga over the weekend as they move on to the Sweet 16, taking on number one at Purdue. The Sweet 16, along with the Elite Eight, come up and play throughout this weekend, with the Final Four going through next weekend, followed by the National Championship for that Division I men's basketball tournament. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Harper's Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof, with a Topper's Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Topper's Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Looking at the women's side of college basketball tournaments for 2024, the number 4-seed Kansas State Wildcats women's basketball team ends up finishing their season over the weekend after losing in the second round to Colorado with a 63-50 loss. It was a tight matchup for both teams going into the half. However, the Kansas State Wildcats just fell as the game went on.
When you end it this way, this one's going to sting for a while.
I think it's just knowing, like, how bad that we wanted to make the Sweet 16. Like, obviously, I've gone to March Madness my freshman year, and we didn't make it past the second round, so I was just pretty hopeful.
My intentional foul was a tough one. That was tough. But, you know, they're going to go on runs, and we're going to go on runs. We just couldn't seem to get on a big enough run to kind of get back in the ball game.
That audio from WIBW is Kansas State walked away with 22 turnovers in the game and only sitting at 35% for shooting throughout the game, which they say was a learning lesson to go into next season, but pretty devastating with the way they wrapped up for the 2024 season.
Tuesday, scheduled high school baseball and softball action. Valley Heights teams will host Blue Valley. It'll be moved up to a 3 o'clock start for the baseball games in Blue Rapids and softball games in Waterville. Monday baseball action, Frankfort Centralia remains undefeated, taking Hiawatha in a doubleheader 13-8 and 15-5. Valley Heights in action Friday. The baseball team falls to Chapman 11-1 and 18-0, while the softball team fell at Chapman 10-0 and 12-3. Marysville baseball team in their opener over Hiawatha in a doubleheader in baseball 10-2 and 8-7. The softball team took Royal Valley 4-3 and 10-9. Also last Thursday, Frankfort baseball over Blue Valley 17-0 and 16-4, while the Frankfort Centralia softball team split with Jackson Heights 5-3 and 8-19. In the season opener for Frankfort Centralia last Tuesday, the baseball team took Onega 15-13 and 13-3. Softball defeated Jeff County North 19-10 and 20-3.
Of rescheduling note, Marysville baseball and softball versus St. Mary's, originally scheduled for today, has been moved to tomorrow, Wednesday, March 27th. The Marysville Bulldog Booster Club is hosting their Booster Bash dinner and fundraiser Saturday, April 6th. Cost is $50 per person or table of eight for $375. Price includes meal, bottomless drinks, and back again to entertain, sing-along dueling pianos. Social hour at 6 p.m. with meal served at 7. Visit bulldogboosters.club/bash for information and to purchase tickets or find them on Facebook at Marysville Bulldog Boosters 364. Tickets can also be purchased in person at Pepsi in Marysville. All proceeds for the Marysville Bulldog Boosters Bash Dinner and Fundraiser support Marysville Junior Senior High Athletics. Join in their support Saturday, April 6th at Venue 36 in Marysville. Tickets available online at bulldogboosters.club/bash or pick up in person at Pepsi in Marysville.
Find out what's bugging you and your house plants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Stop. Don't smash that insect. Take a closer look. It may be one of the beneficial insects helping keep garden pests under control. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The soldier beetle is one such insect. This elongated beetle is about a half inch long and can be yellow to red with brown or black leathery wings. The immature soldier beetle larval stage is long, slender, and worm-like. Both the adults and larvae feed on other insects. The adult beetles eat caterpillars and soft-bodied insects like aphids. They also feed on nectar and pollen, but do not harm the plants. The larvae reside in the soil and feed on soil organisms and occasionally plant roots, but their feeding is not a threat to the plant's health. Attract these good guys to the garden by planting goldenrod, dill, milkweed, and yarrow, and eliminate or limit your use of pesticides that can kill the beneficial soldier beetles. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
From 1958 to 1960, Elvis Presley was part of the active military. He spent time at Fort Hood, Texas, and in Germany. His entrance into the Army was a heartbreaker for many young ladies. And today, we take a look back at the bus trip from Memphis that ushered the music legend into the armed services. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In March 1958, Carolyn Joyce was one of the many ladies whose heart was fearful over the news a young Elvis Presley was going to the Army.
And this was just shattering for all of us young girls, because we were afraid once he went into the Army, he would no longer be recording and that type thing.
She well remembers Elvis's bus trip from Memphis to the Fort Smith, Arkansas processing station.
I grew up on a farm. I had told my dad that I wanted to go down and see the bus as it passed through town. And unfortunately, we had other things to do on the farm that day, and I didn't get to go. But that's something that I never did forget.
The bus delivered Elvis to Fort Smith, where he officially entered the armed forces.
They brought him here to Chaffee, and he was here about 3 days. He was processed here before he was sent on to Fort Hood, Texas.
During that brief stint in Fort Smith, Elvis received a very famous haircut.
Most of them got the true buzz cut. But Elvis, they were much more lenient with him, even though he didn't ask for that.
Even though it was an Army processing center, people could get a glimpse of what Carolyn calls the haircut scene around the world.
There were so many people out there. Of course, they kept them behind fences. Those noses were pressed against, trying to get a look at this guy when he walked in, when he walked out.
But that haircut is long from forgotten. The old barber shop has been restored, and you can still go there to get a haircut, just as Elvis did. Although you don't have to get a buzz cut. Next time, we'll go inside as well as we travel the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Precision Ag technology helps us document what's happening in the fields. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It may soon be required for conservation efforts and carbon markets as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Precision Ag technology helps producers document the economics of crop production and conservation. Efficiencies in fuel, seed, chemical use, yield monitoring, and pest management are just a few of the goals that can be tracked by data recorded in the tractor cab. Those statistics provide a priceless report to the producer at the end of each season. Ryan Bergman is a program coordinator in ag technology at Iowa State University. He says, we know technology can document field passes where we have an input, but he predicts documentation will need to go even further.
Our planter passes are always pretty well documented. Spraying passes are pretty well documented. We collect yield data when we run the combine through the field. But I think we're going to see a growing emphasis on documenting every pass every year. You know, even things like tillage passes. Maybe we're going to track drain car passes in the future, right? Understand where we're putting that additional compaction in our field. Or work that we typically might have hired or had someone custom do for us, you know, making sure that we get that included in our database of as applied data, that we have that available.
He says companies are continuously working on new technologies to capture as much precise farm data as possible. This is important for producers as regulations and requirements change.
Moving in the future for continued government-funded conservation efforts, right, we're going to see more and more that this type of documentation will be demanded. But then also we're starting to hear a lot of folks, you know, talking about carbon markets, you know, utilizing that type of system for their farm. And this type of documentation is going to play key roles in that as well as we move forward into the future.
On the grower's side, this will help producers verify where they're starting and document the progresses made throughout their operations. Learn more about ag tech and farm documentation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Looking out for the needs of migrant and seasonal farm workers. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being is tasked with helping migrant and seasonal farm workers have healthier, safer, and more socially adjusted lives. Dr. Linda Forst is director and principal investigator for the operation at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
The situation for farm workers themselves is not a lot better than it was 50 years ago. The intersection of immigration, health, and employment or, you know, labor arrangements hasn't really changed very much in decades, despite the number of resources and people that are focused on this problem.
Force says these farm workers are vital to a large segment of American agriculture, yet their contribution is widely and largely ignored.
Because we have a steady stream of people that are willing to do difficult work, which people in the U.S. are not willing to do, I think that we don't manage that workforce with as much regard and respect and honor as we should.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
March is Agriculture Appreciation Month, and Helena Agri Enterprises thanks the local ag industry for the products, services, and jobs they make available to the community. Buy local whenever possible to support your community and local ag businesses. From your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
Tuesday,
Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Tuesday, now March the 26th of 2024, as we will shift gears away from the agricultural news sector and take a look at the current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, a little bit cooler today, but first and foremost, we will break the state down into 3/3, a western, central, and an eastern third, and give you a couple of locations in each of those regions and what their current soil temperature is at the 4-inch depth. We'll start up at the northwestern corner of the state, which, of course, is under quite a few inches of snow here today, so that meaning a little bit cooler in comparison to their 7-day average. Right now, up in Cheyenne, the far northwest corner, currently 39 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 46 degrees. Now, over in Leota, 40 degrees is their current temperature right now at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And one of the warmest regions of the state is actually down in southwest Kansas, a bit cooler today. We'll look in Ashland, their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 46 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees. Looking now across the central third of the state, we will start up in Jewell in north central Kansas. It's currently right now 42 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature depth compared to their 7-day average of 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Right in the middle of the state in McPherson, currently 40 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of the soil temperature being 51 degrees. And down here in South Central, we'll look at Viola, 41 degrees is their current temperature compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees. Now across the eastern state, this is what's retained the majority of the heat. We'll look down in southeast Parsons, Kansas, 47 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. Along the Missouri border in Miami, rather, 48 degrees is their 4-inch soil temperature, which is right on their 7-day average of 48 degrees Fahrenheit. And up in the far northeast corner in Hiawatha, same deal, 45 degrees currently right now, which is right on their 45 degree Fahrenheit 7-day average. With your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network and latest soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
Save green this month at Rusty Eck Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Absolutely
unbeatable. WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@HaydenOutdoors.com.
Precision Ag technology helps us document what's happening in the fields. It may soon be required for conservation efforts and carbon markets on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Precision Ag Technology helps producers document the economics of crop production and conservation. Efficiencies in fuel, seed, chemical use, yield monitoring, and pest management are just a few of the goals that can be tracked by data recorded in the tractor cab. Those statistics provide a priceless report to the producer at the end of each season. Ryan Bergman is a program coordinator in ag technology at Iowa State University. He says, we know technology can document field passes where we have an input, but he predicts documentation will need to go even further.
Our planter passes are always pretty well documented. Spraying passes are pretty well documented. We collect yield data when we run the combine through the field. But I think we're going to see a growing emphasis on documenting every pass every year. You know, even things like tillage passes. Maybe we're going to track grain car passes in the future, right? Understand where we're putting that additional compaction in our field. Or work that we typically might have hired or had someone custom do for us, you know, making sure that we get that included in our database of as-applied data.
The development of new precision technologies will be important as regulations and requirements change.
Moving in the future for continued government-funded conservation efforts, we're going to see more and more that this type of documentation will be demanded. But then also, we're starting to hear a lot of folks, you know, talking about carbon markets, you know, utilizing that type of system for their farm. And this type of documentation is going to play key roles in that as well as we move forward into the future.
On the grower side, this will help producers verify where they're starting and document the progresses made throughout their operations. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about ag tech and farm documentation at agriculture.com.
This is Lloyd Garber at Garber's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air-conditioned, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion of this day of trade, still sharply low in the grains and mostly lower in the livestock, including some sharp declines in the cattle markets. April live cattle currently down 247 at 183.72. June live down 265 at 178.95. A $5 loss in some places in the feeder cattle markets. March currently down 175 at 247.70. The April feeder cattle contract down 477 at 245.67. Now the light spot for the livestock is the hogs. April lean hogs up 55 cents to 85.70. May trading up 27 cents at $92.20 per hundredweight. Into the grains today, led by a heavy amount of international supply and purchasing right now from both Brazilian soybean crops and, of course, throughout the Russian-Ukraine dispute. A wheat pricing right now being slashed, sending those markets chasing. May Kansas City wheat down 10 and 3 quarters to 578 and 3 quarters. Delays on a dime at 575 and a half. Corn kind of following suit as well. Slight losses. May corn down 2 1/4 to 435 and a half. July's down 3 at 448 and a quarter. And in the oats, mixed but slightly lower for May, down 1 3/4 to 359 and a half. Kind of giving back some of yesterday's gain. A near 20-cent gain yesterday has led to slightly lower numbers for the soybeans today. May contract down 6 3/4 to 1202 and a half. July's to 1216 and a quarter. That's down 5 1/2 on the day. May soy meal down 20 at 341.50. However, starting to see some two-sided trade there. And weaker for soy oil as well. May down 48 points at 48.54. Still a very good day for cotton. May cotton up 159 at 93.59. Taking a stroll down Wall Street, the S&P rising slightly, trying to recover from back-to-back losses. Currently up 10 points at 5,227. The Nasdaq's up 37 at 16,421. And the Dow's up 73 points at 39,386. And lastly, we'll take a look at the dollar index. Not much movement for the day, but for what's there, slightly higher. June up 2 points at 103.96. Sam Speck of the Mid-America Ag Network.
Save green this month at Rusty Eck Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Absolutely
unbeatable. WAC offers cannot be combined. See store.
Join a stable, diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall in Marysville is hiring welders, painters, assemblers, material handler for PDC, and a warranty coordinator. Excellent wages, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes a comprehensive medical insurance plan, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability, profit sharing, paid time off, holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and much more. Apply online today at Landall.com. Equal opportunity employer, vets and disability, welcome.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. When grazed correctly, crabgrass serves as a great source of nutritive value for cattle. K-State Beef Systems Specialist Jamie Lynn Farney discusses the benefits of grazing crabgrass and considerations before introducing it.
It is very highly nutritive, particularly in regards to protein concentration. It's not uncommon for me to see greater than 12% crude protein on a dry matter basis for this. And it is very, very responsive to fertility. For example, 50 units of nitrogen gives you 1 ton of hay. So it's something that's very, very prolific, and you can have quite a bit of tonnage from there. So if you're looking to go ahead and establish it, it works very well in any crop fields that you're wanting to turn back into pasture ground. But a good clean area, the more soil surface it has, the quicker it'll get germinated and be able to go. So you only want to put it about 1/4 inch deep, and you don't put very much seed out, 4 to 6 pounds of live seed per acre. It's one that we're looking at now to order your seed, but you do not put it in the soil till it starts warming up. It needs to be at least soil temperature greater than 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
She relays the ideal time for grazing crabgrass.
You have to strategically graze that crabgrass at the right time. It is a warm season, and as soon as it gets cold, that plant dies. I mean, there is the very little nutritive value. So typically we say that you can have really good grazing first part of May to about September 15th, maybe the 1st of October. After that, it's just not going to support your animal production.
Farney explains how Eastern Kansas producers who implement crabgrass in their grazing plans could graze cattle for most of the year.
So if you're in an area that has a lot of cool season perennials, like Southeast Kansas, we have fescue. Northeast Kansas, you have brome. Those are cool season perennials. They go dormant. They don't have as good a quality forage during the summer. You can use crabgrass to fill that hole. A lot of folks who are utilizing their crop ground to the greatest degree, they'll put rye or wheat in the winter. That's your cool season annual. And then they'll put crabgrass as the summer. And they'll just kind of rotate those crop acres back and forth between those two grass species. That gives you, you know, the ability to potentially graze 10 months out of the year.
That was K-State Beef Systems Specialist Jamie Lynn Farney on crabgrass. She urges producers to use crabgrass as a filler supplement in grazing systems because drought conditions heavily affect plant growth. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a lower Monday, investors have returned to their buying position. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones was 88 points higher. The S&P was up 0.25%. The NASDAQ had gained 0.3%. Visa and MasterCard have reached a settlement related to the swipe fees they charge to merchants who accept those cards. The deal could save consumers billions of dollars if retailers decide to pass the savings on to their customers who use Visa and MasterCard. Japanese carmaker Nissan plans to launch 30 new models over the next 3 years. More than half of those will be all-electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids. And Nissan also is boosting its sales goal by about 1 million vehicles. And a dollar just won't go quite as far at Dollar Tree now. The company says it will increase its maximum price at stores to $7 later this year. A $5 cap was put in place just last summer. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.